Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. James 4:7 teaches that spiritual resistance begins with spiritual surrender. Many Christians think resisting the devil means fighting harder against temptation through personal determination alone. Yet James gives a different picture of spiritual victory. Before believers are told to resist the devil, they are first commanded to submit yourselves therefore to God. This order reveals an important truth. Christians stand strongest against the enemy when they live closely submitted to the Lord. Submission to God affects every area of life. It means trusting God's authority above personal desires, obeying His word, even when obedience feels difficult, and surrendering pride, fear, anger, and selfish ambition to Him. James writes to believers struggling with divided loyalties. Some wanted friendship with the world while still claiming devotion to God. Their hearts drifted toward self-centered desires rather than humble dependence upon the Lord. James calls them back to wholehearted surrender because spiritual compromise weakens resistance against temptation and deception. This remains true for Christians today. The enemy often attacks through subtle temptations that appeal to pride, independence, bitterness, discouragement, or worldly thinking. Satan seeks to convince believers that we can handle life apart from God's guidance and strength. When Christians live independently from God, spiritual vulnerability grows. Prayer weakens. Scripture becomes neglected. Sin becomes easier to justify. Discouragement deepens. The devil works to draw believers away from trust and obedience. James 4:7 reminds believers that submission to God becomes a place of spiritual protection. The Christian who walks closely with God becomes more aware of temptation, more grounded in truth, and more sensitive to sin. Submission keeps the believer near the Lord's wisdom, strength, and direction. Christians resist the devil not by relying upon themselves, but by standing firmly under God's authority. This kind of surrender requires daily intentionality. Submission happens when believers confess sin quickly instead of hiding it. It happens when Christians choose forgiveness instead of bitterness, humility instead of pride, truth instead of compromise, and obedience instead of self-rule. Submission also means trusting God during uncertainty and difficulty. The believer says, "Lord, Your will is greater than my own." James also gives believers a powerful promise, "and he will flee from you." Satan cannot ultimately overcome the believer who stands firmly submitted to God. This promise does not mean temptation disappears permanently or spiritual battles cease completely. It means the enemy cannot prevail against the Christian who resists through God's strength and authority. The Christian life is not won through self-confidence or spiritual pride. Victory grows through humble dependence upon God. Every day, we must choose whether we will live under God's rule or under our own desires. James 4:7 calls Christians to bow before God so we can stand firmly against the enemy. Surrender to God is not weakness. It is the pathway to spiritual strength, protection, and perseverance. Reflection questions. 1. What areas of your life are hardest to fully surrender to God's authority right now? 2. How can pride, independence, or spiritual compromise weaken a believer's resistance against temptation? 3. What practical habits can help you remain closely submitted to God each day?